Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." We discussed what it meant to be lowly in our previous devotional. Jesus and Moses are prime examples. Jesus described himself as lowly, and Moses was described as very meek. And we saw that Jesus taught with authority. And any legitimate reading of the life of Moses would say that being meek must mean being a man's man. So what does it mean when it says that with the lowly is wisdom? It's really simple. The lowly isn't about self. The lowly is about submission to God and God's word. The lowly doesn't submit to the world or cower in submission to the mockery of men. The lowly acknowledges his need and submits to God's word. Jesus spoke with authority because what he spoke was God's word. And that's an obvious truth when we understand who Jesus is. He is the word, according to John 1:1. He is the truth, according to John 14:6. But what about Moses? He wasn't God in flesh like Jesus. He was just a man. But what made Moses lowly and meek was the fact that he submitted his life to God and spoke God's words. As a matter of fact, on rare occasion, Moses was not lowly, and his failure in the wilderness of Zin, described for us in Numbers chapter 20, demonstrates what it means to be lowly versus being haughty. Moses was told to speak to the rock, and the Lord would give the Hebrews enough water to quench their thirst, water for their livestock and to be able to fill their canteens, probably the best tasting water this side of heaven. But Moses at that moment was not lowly. He was overcome by his anger and pride, and he smote the rock. For that reason, Moses was never able to step foot in the promised land. And this might help you the way it did me to understand why God was so severe with Moses. The fact is, man is never so arrogant than when he speaks his word instead of God's word, or does his will instead of God's will. Go to Isaiah 14 and listen to the pride of Lucifer as he pronounced his five I will statements in rebellion against God's will. Isaiah 14:12-15. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Five, the number of death." Five times the proud Lucifer speaks his word instead of God's word. And God then responds with five I will statements of his own. In Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 15 through 18. "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee." What was that iniquity? Pride. Verse 16, "By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness." You see, Lucifer in his pride, there's no wisdom. It's his wisdom versus God's wisdom. And then we continue in verse 17. "I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee." The five I wills of Lucifer versus the five I wills of God. God wins. Don't be proud like Lucifer. Be lowly like Jesus. Be a source, an example of wisdom as you submit to God's will and God's word.